Sabina Reed is with us. Rachel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Rachel.
Go ahead.
I'm a parent of three children. I've got two in primary school, one in secondary school, and I actually work with schools in parent engagement. And I'm actually writing a book about this very topic right now because I saw the need to sort of educate parents on what their role is when their children start school. And it's really about giving practical advice and about parents really understanding themselves and where they fit in the whole picture.
Do you want to give the book a plug, Rachel? What's the name of the book?
Well, I'm still trying with some titles, but it's probably going to be called Staying Connected, mm-hmm. how to guide your child on their learning journey and how to stay with them on that journey. It's hopefully coming out in the next couple of months.
Oh, terrific.
What's prompted you to write the book?
When my first child began school, which was, she's now in year seven, a while ago now, I remember feeling a sense of disconnect, and I really wanted to be with her on that journey and able to support her in any way that I could. So I actually started to get involved at the school, and then the more I got involved, the more I realised that it's so important to stay with them and to have conversations with them about not just how they're feeling, but also around their work and even building a relationship with the teacher is really important as well. So just educating parents around the importance of that.
And as you know, Rachel, I mean, often children will raise one topic as an area of concern or an issue that's on their mind when they're really talking about another issue. So they may say, you know, I don't want to do PE classes this week, but really they're feeling like they don't have any friends that they can be a partner with or something like that. It becomes a social issue that's hidden amongst another topic. So
Sabina and Rachel, where does the other thing that kids, particularly when they get in, say, their teen years, they've got to deal with is social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's so important, I'm sure Rachel agrees, that parents are, you know, not just only engaged face-to-face, but engaged with their children's social media presence, because children are doing so much more online than they are actually face-to-face. I mean, I was joking with some young people the other day about, do they even know how to dial on a phone? They don't dial, they don't talk on phones anymore. It's all on social media. So I firmly believe that it's a parent's responsibility to view and discuss the content on their child's social media pages.
Ross Stevenson was talking about this, I think it was on Monday on Breakfast, and he said teenagers don't use their phones to talk, they use them to text.
Yeah, they don't know how to dial, I know that for sure.
And I wonder whether they actually, whether they memorise, like, mum and dad's mobile numbers.
maybe just mum and dad, but not many other numbers would be in their minds, I don't think. Having said that, I mean, I think Rachel raises a really important point that engagement with our children is key. And yet the flip side to that, I guess, is another recommendation and belief I have is that if your child, no matter what age or stage they're at, is able to do something independently without your help, then they should. And all too often, I think parents, you know, jump in too quickly and say, I'll help you with that, I'll do that for you, I'll do that with you. And it's helpful for a child to try themselves before someone jumps in. My daughter's just sewn all her own name tags on her school uniforms. Why not? You know, she's capable, she's able. And
saves you doing it.
Well, that's part of it too, Dennis, but I think it's important for her ownership and independence.
Rachel, when you finish the book, let us know and we'll have a chat.
Thank you very much. I will.
Thank you for calling
in. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's a pleasure. 2-1, 96900693. Sabina, just to finish up, just some general advice. And what Rachel was talking about was basically what you were talking about before, and that is keep your ears open and be listening to what the kids are saying.
And look, the last thing probably, Dennis, is that, you know, we're all so overscheduled. So now is a great time to take stock of what not just the individuals, but the whole family unit is doing at this time. Get a whiteboard out and everyone talk about what their commitments are. And if there are areas that look overcooked, pull them back now before everyone starts to drown.
Couldn't we just text each other?
We could, but I think I'd encourage a family, you know, discussion around the table, good old-fashioned family values.
Good idea. Sabina, thank you.